Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Was at the convention center early this morning and gives us kind of a scene setter of what she's seeing.
We are seeing an enthusiastic crowd here in Las Vegas for President Trump. We had folks lining up last night. We had a few dozen folks already in line, and that has quickly grown in number. We've got folks stretched down the edge of the building, and it's happy faces. It's happy patriots and happy warriors excited to see President Trump today in Nevada.
And let me just do some of the logistics here. The doors opened at 8. Am I right on that? That they're letting people in even as we speak?
Yes, we are starting to move people into the building. Yeah, we do want to get folks clear and in. So we got a nice big crowd in the building when President Trump arrives in only a matter of hours.
What will the message be? I don't want you to get too far ahead of the president, but will it be the kind of message that we've heard in Colorado Springs, in Phoenix, over the last couple of nights?
That's right. You will hear a very similar message from the last two rallies, you know, rally day three. But the Nevada caucuses are tomorrow for the Democrats, so I'm sure you'll hear the president talk about that and the success of the Trump administration. You know, what were promises made, are promises kept. And he's gotten a robust record to run on that is helping here in Nevada. Sure, you'll hear him touch about that. And what's going on in swampy D.C.? He loves to take a good punch at those moments when he gets a chance.
Aaron Perini joining us, Principal Deputy Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. I know of at least one person, a friend of mine, and we all know it's Chuck Muth, who has been on this show many times, who is at least one person that went down, changed registration from conservative Republican to a Democrat, and voted in the caucus, Operation Chaos, if you will. Do you know of a lot of folks, a lot of Trump supporters that are doing that just to screw these Democrats up?
I have not heard a lot about that, but tomorrow, you know, there is the Republican Party that will be having their, you know, convention here in Nevada, and we will see, you know, the delegates that are going to be going to the national convention on behalf of President Trump to nominate him again. There is work being done here in Nevada to make sure President Trump is on the ballot again in November and that we can ensure another 4 years of moving America forward.
Let me just ask you,
the president is running on his economy, and it's amazing when you watch the debates and then you watch a Trump rally, you see two different visions of America. One where everything's going great, where you know, people are going back to work, wages are up, unemployment is down, and yet you watch the gloom and doom Demo-rats, and it's totally different. How can the president cut through all of this? And is that why he's taken to the road three times this week?
Well, yeah, we know on the campaign, we see it every time that the president speaks directly to the American public, whether it's a rally, the State of the Union address, or he takes to Twitter. When he goes and he removes that media filter and lens, it's generally better received than it would be if you put a pundit over top of it. Actually, it's much better received than if you put a pundit over the top of it. And so when President Trump talks directly to Americans, they respond. And we see that rally after rally, and it's working because the data we collect when you register to come to a Trump rally, we see that generally speaking, about a quarter of the registrants, between 20 and 25%, are usually Democrats. These are people who want to come into the fold to hear the president's message and to be part of the movement, because this isn't a moment in history. This is a movement to change America for the better. And President Trump is excited to be able to share that message today with the people of Nevada. And so when we talk directly to folks, we know that that message gets through. We don't need the fake news putting their spin on what President Trump says.
And do you have any feel from the last two nights what those percentages are of Republicans, Democrats, and unaffiliated? Do you have any knowledge of that right now that you can share with us?
So Brad Parscale, our campaign manager, likes to tweet out the rally data when he has it to share. I know that he put up the Colorado data, which showed about 70,000 tickets were registered for. And of that, 19% of the people who registered for tickets did not vote in the 2016 election.
Wow.
17% of the people in Colorado were Democrats. Those are the numbers we see when we come into a state that President Trump is not only bringing people off the sidelines, but you're seeing people change parties to come and vote for the president.
And that's why when we see polling, we see head-to-head polling, which is really meaningless at this point in the campaign. But when you see this polling, and sometimes the president down a couple of 3 points, 5 points, whatever it might be, to some of these Demo-rat wannabes, that they're really meaningless when you put these kind of numbers up against that.
Well, that's right. I mean, it doesn't matter who we run against. When the Democrats try to figure out, when they finally decide if they're going to have a socialist be at the top of their ticket or a billionaire at the top of their ticket, doesn't matter who it's going to be. We know that our message works, and we know that the Democrats don't stand a chance against not only this ground game, but the data that we bring in. We want these, you know, Friday rally goers to become our Saturday volunteers, to engage with their community and to have the conversation about what we're going to do, because the Democrat policies would be devastating for America, for Nevada's economy, and for the country as a whole. They want to turn everything back that we have managed, that this president has managed to succeed on in the first 3.5 years of administration, to take away all the choice, all the opportunity, and all that freedom to say government knows best. I'm looking at this huge crowd right now here in Las Vegas. These are some freedom-loving Americans who think that they can make a better choice than the federal government can for them.
I want to ask you about the Demo-rats debate here in Las Vegas, and the fact that Michael Bloomberg, or I guess we can't call him Michael anymore. Maybe we'll just call him Mike or even Mikey, that in the debates, they just pummeled him, yet he still spent $417 million in ad buys, and we haven't even completed Nevada or South Carolina. Are we doing anything fundraising-wise? Well, what's the fundraising look like from the Trump campaign?
Well, you know, Michael Bloomberg can go ahead and just throw his money into the furnace the way we've seen, because money can buy you airtime, but it certainly can't buy you love, and it can't buy the movement like we see here with Trump supporters. But for the president, in the last few days that he's been out on the West Coast, he's brought in $17 million in fundraising money to the campaign. And we saw that during impeachment, when Nancy Pelosi started impeachment to when it ended, we brought in over $100 million online fundraising. I mean, Democrats, they, you know, Bloomberg may have unlimited resources. We're going to make sure that we are a well-funded campaign, not short on resources. And every time the president comes to town or Democrats take another, you know, lurch to the left, this campaign gets stronger, not only with donors and dollars, but with supporters.
And is it a safe bet that just ahead of next week's primary in South Carolina, that that we'll see the president in South Carolina at some point next week?
Yes, we actually we recently announced a rally. I believe yesterday we announced that we will be in North Charleston, South Carolina, the day before the South Carolina primary, and we'll be in North Carolina a few days after that. You will see this president out there. He enjoys going into these areas where there really aren't primary contests for him, but that he can go take some of the oxygen from the Democrats and continue to build our game, because we're looking at November. Democrats are just trying to make it to July, their convention in Milwaukee. So every time we come into a state that they're trying to be competitive in, we are bringing more into the fold to make sure that we ensure a victory in November.
There you have it. Erin Perini. And she is like, what is she? The Principal Deputy Communications Director for the 2020 Trump reelect. And she is here. She is at the convention center. And big stuff. Big stuff. You know how I love real water. In fact, I just had my real water delivery at home yesterday. I had lunch with Brent and Amy. They're the owners of Real Water. And I told them I wanted to offer my listeners, that means you, a special on Real Water. And believe it or not, they agreed to it. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon, search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart. And when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10, W-A-L-L, all caps. No space, and they'll give you a 10% discount. Doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting real water with all the benefits and beneficial properties delivered right to your front door. I know you're going to love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference. Again, 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll get 10% off. Can't beat that, can you? Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, Union proud.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are counting down to the president's speech coming up just after 12 noon. We suspect it'll be around 12:20. If history is any guide, 12:20. Yeah. No, because a bunch of people, I think the vice president might be in town, might be introducing him. But eventually the president will come out. It'll be, my guess is it'll be around 12:20 when that finally happens. By the way, Michael Cadenassi is the Washoe County Republican Party chair. He is in town for the speech and for the meeting, Central Committee meeting for the state. They're going to dish out the delegates, and all of them will go to Donald J. Trump, as it should be. But Michael Cadenassi, had a chance to visit with him earlier today and get his feel for what to expect today at 12 noon. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. The president last night was in Colorado Springs, and one of the things I love, you know, he's not afraid to brag on his accomplishments. Yeah. In fact, let's go to cut three. The president in Colorado, cut three, bragging about the Trump economy. Now, I know the Democrats are trying to say, well, it's Obama too, you know. We all know better, do we not? Those of us that lived through this. This was the president last night in Colorado Springs.
Together, we're building the world's most prosperous economy, and what we've done in the last 3 years, they said, was absolutely impossible to do. We've created nearly 180,000 new jobs right here in Colorado. Nobody would have thought that, including 25,000 new manufacturing and construction jobs. Remember, they said, you can't do manufacturing jobs anymore, really? Tell me about it. Unemployment has reached the lowest rate in over one half a century. The average unemployment rate, this is a beauty, for my administration is the lowest for any United States president in the history of our country. That's not a bad one. The unemployment rate among African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans has reached the lowest levels ever recorded. And for women, 71 years, and soon you're going to be hitting the historic number. 71 years, the best numbers in 71 years. African American and Hispanic American poverty has plummeted to the lowest rates ever recorded. The unemployment rate for women is going, and I'm telling you, within a very short period of time, you're going to see some statistics coming out on women. Statistics, I got to do it right. Otherwise, they'll say, what's wrong? You know, if you go 16 of these, and if you mispronounce one word, they say, what's wrong? Statistics for women that are going to be unbelievable. They're going to be unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right. By the way, in case you are wondering, there is a new Emerson College 8 News Now poll that's just out. It shows that Democrat caucus voters favor Bernie Sanders with a 13-point lead, 30% support. Former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg is at 17%. Joe Biden at 16%. Elizabeth Warren at 12%. Amy Klobuchar at 11%. And Tom Steyer at 10%. After all the money, after the millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars that he has spent here in Nevada. And by the way, not just on running for office, but need to impeach. I mean, he was all over those ads. Tom Steyer, 10%. Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard at 2%. I think everybody agrees she's running for vice president, not for president. Stick around, more to do as we continue. Michael Cadenassi, chair of the Washoe Republican Party, will weigh in on what's going on at the convention center. All that and more coming up. Live and local now. You know, it's just your moon and stride.
With the Nevada caucuses tomorrow, most Democrats say they're good with their presidential candidates, but not the selection process.
An AP NORC survey shows 59% have moderate or little confidence in the process for selecting a nominee. Some of those surveyed said they're worried that a bitter inside battle for the Democratic nomination could weaken whichever candidate takes on President Trump in November.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Democracy 2020 coverage continues this election season on the Fox News Podcast Network.
We have the best economy we've ever had. With your help on November 3rd, we are going to defeat the radical socialist Democrats.
Subscribe and download now from Washington. The latest news from the nation's capital.
This victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Dana Perino and Chris Steyerwald with I'll Tell You What has you covered. Who's leading, who's trailing, who's right, and who's wrong.
Thanks to you, a campaign that some said shouldn't be here at all has shown that we are here to stay.
Hit the trails with Brett Baer as the candidates take it to the streets. It's the campaign with Brett Baer.
I offer a record of getting things done.
And each morning, the Fox News Rundown takes you beyond the headlines on Democracy 2020. Subscribe, download, listen, stay informed at FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache. And it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now. 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her badly?
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Ooh, I just love it. Just love it. The president about, I'm guessing, probably 45 minutes away from speaking. He's in town. You don't have to worry about looking for Air Force One. It's out at McCarran across the street from me right now. It's probably refueling because they'll be heading back to either Washington or maybe to Mar-a-Lago. Not really sure, but this will be interesting. And it's unbelievable just the excitement around town, knowing the president was camping out here for about 3 days, almost 4 days. Came in on Tuesday, leaving on a Friday. This is amazing stuff. I had a chance to visit earlier with Michael Cadenassi. We'll get to his thoughts in just a couple minutes. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by our friends at Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations, check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Okay, I had a chance earlier to visit with Michael Cadenassi. He is the Washoe County Republican chairman. And we talked about the excitement being generated by these multiple visits to Nevada. And again, to Michael Cadenassi here in town for the speech.
Absolutely. Our base is really electrified by his presence. And we're all rooting for him in the general election.
Now, explain for folks what, you know, we've heard a lot about the Democrats and the caucus, and we're all keeping our fingers crossed to see if we'll be able to get any results before Saturday night. But what is it that the Republicans are doing statewide?
Well, the first thing was that the executive committee of the state party, at the urging of the Trump campaign, decided that there would not be a presidential preference caucus or election. So it'll be the party itself that will vote to endorse President Trump for re-election. This is something that, unfortunately, while we conceded to the Trump campaign, is not the best for county parties. County parties depend on the caucus and the presidential preference poll to drive turnout to our precinct meetings. And it is from that turnout that we derive volunteers, financial support, and frankly, it energizes the base because, yes, it's great to go to a rally, but people would like to express their support for the president. And the most tangible way they do that is voting in a preference poll.
What is your sense in northern Nevada? What is going on? You keep your ear to the ground there. Again, you are the Washoe County Republican chairman. But I'm curious what you think's going on among Democrats in your area. There seems to be a lot of confusion. Nobody can really wrap their arms around any of these candidates. And these are Democrat voters I'm talking about.
Well, I think the Democrat voters, like the candidates themselves, are in complete disarray. It is true that Bernie has probably a very solid, but not plurality, and they are certainly very passionate. And I haven't seen anyone that's really been able to knock that off. Maybe it can be done in the back room by Bloomberg. I don't know. I know there probably is very little passion for him. However, the Democrats seem to be shouting at each other, and that's not a bad thing for reelecting President Trump.
Other than ads, do you see any evidence that Michael Bloomberg is out there in northern Nevada working crowds, working events, doing anything like that?
No, and the interesting thing is even when Bernie shows up, there isn't a huge crowd. there's some strong passions, but it's from a small group. So I'm very optimistic about President Trump's chances in Nevada.
Do you like the idea that the president has essentially camped out in Nevada, and that he he's gone to Colorado, he's gone to Phoenix, he's been to Rancho Mirage, but he's doing it with Vegas being a base. You like the idea of him staying in Nevada?
Well, I think the win for Nevada Republicans is it will certainly focus they'll focus their interest in this election. As you know, that for all politics, turnout is key. And we need to not only turn out our base, but we need to turn out people who probably aren't right now part of his base, but we need to get them too. I mean, in Nevada now, the fastest growing demographic are folks that don't register either Republican or Democrat. And we need to get to them. We need to get in their face. And we need to persuade them to move to the right. And I think that's doable. Our county party is focusing specifically on those non-aligned voters. There's two things that come to mind about them. The first thing is they are undecided, and they've divorced themselves from the two major parties for a reason. Usually it's because they don't like the noise. The other thing is, traditionally, they don't vote as much. Their propensity to vote is lower than both Republicans and Democrat who are registered in the respective parties. So we need to get those folks energized enough to come out and vote. And that's exactly what our county party is focused with our field program.
Michael Cadenassi joining us. He is a Washoe County Republican Party chair. I want to ask you about people of color, and it may not be as big a factor in Washoe County as it might be in other parts of the state, but there's a movement out there that I sense where African-Americans, Hispanics, are going to vote for Trump in bigger and bigger numbers, certainly than 2016, and maybe than has ever voted for a Republican in recent memory. What is your sense of what people of color are talking about, that even like African Americans are becoming less monolithic in how they vote?
I think what you have to look at the issues rather than the personalities or even the rhetoric. What you look at is black unemployment up. I mean, down. Black youth up unemployment down. So when you look at that, you say, if I'm a voter and I'm saying, golly, a lot of people tell me I'm great and they're going to help me, but this guy, he's really helped me. The same thing with Hispanic. What are Hispanic voters? Most of them are Catholic. They are pro-life, and a lot of them are small business owners. They are natural Republicans, though they may not be on paper. So in my view, those people, those voters, and Republicans don't tend to look at people in racial terms. And I think that's sometimes it's to our own detriment, but we tend to look at people. They're a small business person. They're a job holder. They're we look at them as a citizen rather than as a member of some minority. I think it's the party on the other side that tends to divide people up almost by anything they can, and I don't like that.
One of the challenges for county parties is recruiting, vetting political candidates who can win in November. And I'm curious if you find that more and more of your candidates in Northern Nevada, in Washoe County, are very much in sync with this president. You know, the never Trumpers, they don't exist anymore, do they?
Well, in Northern Nevada, I don't know of any. So I think that's what we need to still gauge. But if they are going to exist, they're probably going to be in that unaligned group. And we're already talking to them. I mean, let me share with you some of the things our county party has already done. We already are fielding people, canvassers. We do not use volunteers. The crux of our program is students from UNR, and they come from two different clubs. One is the Young Republican or College Republicans, and the other one is Turning Point USA chapter at UNR. And these kids are really bright kids. They know the issues, and they know how to engage at the door. So they're already out there talking, and we're starting to compile that data in order to give it to the candidates. It's pretty exciting. And we do our own data work so that we're compiling this stuff ourselves, and we share it with the local candidates, and the local candidates are pretty much our focus. And we think by talking to voters, especially the non-aligned, about local voters, and we identify them as right-leaning, that if we can get them to the polls, they will vote for President Trump based on the issues.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. By the way, after seeing data so far, could this be a wave election? And could this be a wave election that helps not just the president, but also other candidates down ticket, not just in Washoe County, but across the state?
Well, in Washoe County, what I can say is that our job is to win the local election. So the best way to win is to never assume it's going to be a wave. Our basic assumption is we're down and we want to get up, not that we're in a wave. It tends to make you complacent in what you do. And we certainly don't want any complacency. This is too important an election to lose.
You sound like a bunch of my athletic coaches of the high school football and basketball. That's the way they talk. No, we don't take anything for granted. Hey, Michael, it's always great. Enjoy your stay here in Las Vegas. I know you're going to enjoy the president's speech at noon today. Thank you so much, and thanks for all you're doing in Washoe County. If folks in Washoe County, if they want to help you, if they do want to volunteer, if they want to do yard signs, they want to do all kinds of stuff, how do they reach you?
Go to our website, which is washoegop.org, and lots of information on that, or drop by the office. The address, phone numbers are all on that website. So we look forward to seeing people there.
Michael Cadenassi, he is the chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party, and they will vote tomorrow, the big meeting of all the Central Committee. Statewide, and they are by acclamation going to vote all the delegates to Donald J. Trump. Trust me, you will not see Governor Wild or anybody else. No. By the way, coming up, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how that works. You call in, you tell us what it is you want to talk about. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. It's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or you can check in fact, you do it on your smartphone right now, libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, Live and Local Now. Your calls next on Live and Local Now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I want to talk with those of you who own or operate businesses, regardless of size. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The Trump economy has been great for business, creating hundreds of thousands of new jobs. With that incredibly strong economy comes the challenge of attracting and keeping productive employees. Business leaders agree high-quality group health insurance plans are a key to attracting and keeping your best employees. That's why you need to talk with my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. High-quality group health insurance plans create favorable tax benefits for both employer and employees. These plans can include lower premiums, lower deductibles, huge savings on name brand prescriptions, and in some cases, only a copay can apply to ER visits. For those of you outside Clark County, group employer benefit plans allow you and your employees more carrier options, better affordability, and greater physician access. If employer retention is important to you and your business, call my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're not gonna take it.
Vice President Pence has taken to the stage. The president is expected any moment now to be taking the stage in the Las Vegas Convention Center. This is so exciting. And those of you that park along Sunset, and I forget what runway it is, my guess is you'll be able to see Air Force One take off probably around 2 o'clock this afternoon. I'm just guessing. The president will vacate the building rather quickly and head straight for McCarran International Airport. That's my guess. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. Hello, Brady. Hang on one second. Whoops. I pushed the wrong button. Darn it. I always do that. Always push the wrong button. Anyway, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and you know how that works. You call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. We make it real easy for you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tell you what, let's go to Alex. Alex, you're up, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. I'm a Hispanic that supports Donald Trump all the way.
God bless you.
I think the gym. I'm sorry?
God bless you, sir.
Absolutely. My wife does, too, and she's from Mexico, and she loves Donald Trump. One of the things that I think has to happen is that you guys have heard of hashtag walk away. I've mentioned it
yes.
before.
Yes.
You guys, all you people who are listening that have friends, lovers, enemies, I don't care who it is, and they're Democrats, get them onto hashtag walk away, which is basically a movement of Democrats moving away from the party. If we can manage to move a certain percentage of those people and make them realize how bad that party is, they're going to consider the Republican Party down the line.
No, but Alex, 20 or 30% of the Hispanic vote, 20 or 30% of the black vote, and the race is over. I mean, I don't care.
Yes, I know.
I don't care how many illegals end up voting. The fact is, more than that, no matter how many young people Bernie brings to the table, I'm telling you, if 20 or 30% of the black and Hispanic vote vote for Trump, the race is over. Go ahead.
I want Donald Trump, when he debates Bernie Sanders, which I hope that's who's going to be the nominee for the Demon Rats, I believe that Donald Trump, if he sticks to the issues of family and the economy and other moral issues, it's a done deal. There's a great percentage of Hispanics that I speak to that don't like his personality, per se, but they like the work that he's doing. So if he can really hit on those issues, school choice, those kind of issues, it's going to be great.
Well, and by the way, the president can still do stuff on school choice, and he is bullish on school choice. Maybe he'll do something out here with ESAs and opportunity scholarships. I hope he does. Go to Brady. Brady is back with us. That was my fault. I'm sorry, Brady. You're up. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. I don't know if you saw, but the Culinary Union just issued a statement, do not vote for Bernie the Bolshevik. I love it.
Oh, my God. Did they really do that?
Yeah, they don't want anything to do with his Medicare plan for all because it would destroy the culinary unions. They got a really good policy for their insurance coverage that they've worked on for years. They've picketed and striked about. And I think it's just absolutely hilarious that they're not going to vote for Bernie because of it.
I think that's great. I think that's the best thing is when you see Democrats savaging other Democrats. And you see that. You see that all the time lately. What we saw Wednesday in the Las Vegas debate. I mean, that was savage. That was nasty, nasty stuff. Sad but true. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, so we just found out that the election system's equipment is all run by mostly Democrats, and they ship a bunch of temp agencies, bus people in to work on our elections, then they go back to California. I want them to stop that. I want Nevada people only that are verified to work in our equipment, even if it's sweeping the floors. And the other thing, a nice lady said that we should have anybody who works in an election sign a sworn affidavit, just like you were working a post office. They don't sign any sworn affidavits, so plus they don't keep their employee list. So can somebody work on that, please?
Yeah, will do. By the way, I just got word, and I'm really excited about this. Fred Weinberg and my friends at the Nevada Talk Network, they are going to carry the Trump speech live. Yeah. So on many of these Nevada Talk Network stations, top of the hour, they'll switch to Las Vegas and the President of the United States. Mike Pence has been speaking, and I imagine the next words we hear will be that of the President of the United States. Isn't that exciting? We will pick up the pieces of the Demorats. And by the way, if we have results, we'll even bring you the results. But there's no telling. Remember Iowa? Remember how crazy Iowa was? Want to thank our entire crew. Andrew Paul, the guy with two first names. Mark Hoke. John Lindquist. John is new to our operation, but he's been on the board today and he's doing a great job. Till we join you Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. Last night I heard the letters land, and so I wish that I could stay before the thing could answer me. Well, someone came with the lamp away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!
This is a Fox News alert. A partial verdict at the Harvey Weinstein trial on Lisa Brady. On day 4.